A sacred fire was lit outside Summer Twoyungmin's residence in Miniti around 7 a.m. August 11. As she and about 20 other walkers prepared for the first leg of their journey to Calgary and back on foot via Highway 1 for Amanabino, or they are taking me home. The fire will be put out only once the group returns home with the spirits of those lost to addiction, overdose, violence and suicide in the city, in an act to bring closure to the spirits of the deceased and their friends and families. This is something big. This is for our people and I hope that it will bring awareness to the drug crisis that we're in. It's ongoing and it's an epidemic, said Twoyungmin, a member of the Stoney Nakoda First Nation Chiniki Band. The drug crisis itself is wiping out our people. It's taking our youth a lot more than we could have ever expected and a lot faster, and it's taking our older generation, too, before we even get a chance to try and heal their traumas. Created in partnership between Twoyungmin's activist group Wakaja Okanajasayabi and Sober Crew Calgary, founded by Robbie Daniels, also of Stoney Nakoda First Nation, the walk to raise awareness and guide spirits home is finally underway after about a year of planning. The group was make their way back to Stoney Nakoda territory on August 13, after spending a day in the city the day before. While in Calgary, they gathered at Olympic Plaza downtown for dancing, drumming and speeches. By the end of their three-day journey, they will have walked about 126 kilometers in total. In an interview with the Cochrane Eagle at the 20-kilometer mark, Daniel said the walk had been challenging. At that time, the group was walking in temperatures close to 30°C, this is hard. We're suffering, our feet are sore and we're sweating buckets, he said. But through our suffering, we get the healing we need and the closure we need for ourselves, for our loved ones and others in our community who have been touched by these deaths. Many of the walkers are ex-addicts, Daniels added. They know how difficult it can be to stare addiction in the face and battle to overcome it. While the trek can hardly be described as a cakewalk, it pales in comparison to the daily struggles of their community members who continue to grapple with substance abuse. We're out here walking with those we've lost in mind but also to give others hope and to say, there's a way out and it can be done, he said. Daniel's mother, father and sister, along with Twoyungmin's mother, sister, niece and countless friends have died from drug-related causes, either by overdose or violence. Daniel said he hopes the walk serves to empower those taking part and those watching the group's efforts from afar. He said his path to recovery was forged mainly by embracing his indigenous culture and he'd like to see others do the same. We need to bring native pride back to our people again, he said. During their walk to Calgary, the group was averaging about 5 kilometers an hour. Including occasional breaks at check stops set up along the way, they arrived at the city limits with their support vehicle around 9 p.m., approximately 14 hours after they started. For Twoyungmin, Daniels and many others participating in the walk, including from other First Nations in Alberta and Saskatchewan, this is just their latest awareness effort to help address the drug crises they're experiencing in their communities. There have been 4,448 deaths by drug and alcohol overdoses between 2017 to 21, according to the Government of Alberta, making it a top 10 leading cause of death in the province. A June 2021 report released by the Alberta First Nations Information Governance Centre and the provincial government states, across all measured indicators related to opioid use, First Nations people in Alberta have disproportionately higher rates compared to their non-First Nation counterparts. First Nations people represent approximately 6% of the Alberta population, the report continues. Yet they represent 22% of all opioid poisoning deaths from in the first 6 months of 2020. Twoyungmin said addressing an issue of that magnitude alone as part of an activist group has been challenging. In the case of Stoney Nakoda First Nation, she feels there could be less talk and more action if Stoney Tribal Administration was more involved in their efforts in the reserve's communities of Miniti, Eden Valley and Big Horn. It seems like we spend too much time talking about it, rather than doing something about it, she said. The issue just continues to sit there hanging over the reserve. People pick away at it, but it hasn't been enough to actually make a difference. While grassroots groups such as Wakaja Okanajasayabi grow larger by the day, they still haven't been loud enough to combat the reserve's drug crisis on their own, according to Twoyungmin. 2 years ago, she started a petition calling for Stoney Nakoda Nation's chiefs and tribal council to establish a bylaw, or a set of bylaws, that would ban drug dealers from the reserve. Despite her efforts, she says she was denied the opportunity to meet with Stoney tribal chiefs and council. She went ahead collecting signatures anyway, about 400 and counting to be exact. In October of last year, a notice was released by Nakota Emergency Management stating that, at the direction of the Chiefs and Tribal Council, RCMP, Stoney Health Services, Nakota Emergency Management and Stoney Tribal were working together with the administration's legal team to create new bylaws that will strengthen the ability to protect the nation by dealing with drug dealers, trespassers and others who should not be on the nation. It also stated that a task force had been formed to further develop and implement programs to help Stoney Nakota people with treatments and resources. The Cochrane Eagle reached out to Stoney Tribal in the weeks following the release for comment, but the request was not returned. Another request has been sent and this story will be updated online with any response received. As an interested party, Twoyungmen said she hasn't seen or heard of any new bylaws being created since the announcement and hasn't noticed a slow in drug-related deaths. Access to illegal substances is still too easy, she said. It's everywhere, it's right outside your doorstep. A lot of our youth have big dreams and big lives ahead of them and are getting sucked into this lifestyle because it's right there in front of them. With two young children of her own, Twoyungmen's endgame is to create a safer community for their generation and all those that come after. Several First Nations, including Ochis, Sunchild, Samson Cree and Enoch Cree in Alberta, have enacted similar bylaws with success in evicting and banning drug traffickers from their reserves and thus reducing access to illegal substances. Twoyungmen said she will continue to advocate for the same measures to be taken in Stoney Nakota First Nation. If we can get rid of the drug dealers, then we can move forward with our treatment programs and our treatment center can actually be more effective, said Twoyungmen. But if we just keep running these programs for addicts while not addressing the issue of access with drug dealers right next door, it's going to be very hard to break the cycle. With files from Jordan Small, Rocky Mountain Outlook.